Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined in the studio by Mr. Kenneth Braswell from Fathers Incorporated. Kenneth, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me, Kiplin. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, Mr. Braswell, we talked with you last year, but I wanted to talk with you again about your upcoming event on Saturday, March 11th at the Metropolitan Parkway Library. Mm-hmm. And you are doing a outreach call, Real Dads Read. And that is just so intriguing to me. I had to have you back. So welcome back.
Thank you so much. This, ironically, is a extension of what we did last year with the Daddy Diaper Drive. You know, we were here talking about ensuring that fathers around the city of Atlanta have the ability to contribute to their relationships and being able to provide diapers, which is very expensive, right? And so we were able to give away 18,000 diapers to over 75 dads in Atlanta last year. And when we were done with that project, the barbershops who helped to get those diapers said, "What's next?" And I said, "Sleep. I'm tired." So when we began thinking about, okay, how do we continue to keep these barbershops engaged? And we began to start thinking about, you know, it would be a great thing to do something with them around literacy. And so there are a couple of projects around the country that are engaging barbershops in the area of literacy. And I said, it's something we can do here in Atlanta. And so I came up with Real Dads Read, and here we are.
I love it. So now, Kenneth, are you a reader? And if so, what are you reading?
You know, I'm a necessity reader. And so I've never been the kind of person that could ball up on the couch with a book and be there all day because I'm too visual for that. I'm a documentarian. I watch movies. I get my information that way. But I read things that inform me about things that I want to know about. Like right now, I'm reading this book called Don't Let Your Emotions Run You. I'm trying to really understand how to harness our emotions. I'm reading some stuff on Google Ads. I'm reading some of the stuff about TED Talks. And so I'm that kind of a reader. So you might come in my house and literally see 7 or 8 books laying around, and I'm reading any one of them at any given time. So I read in that way as opposed to the way that I have a favorite author or a favorite book. I read when I need a piece of information. I read that way.
I think reading for information is wonderful. And when I talk with young people, I actually talk about you need to learn to read, but you need to learn to read for information, which
Absolutely.
Are kind of two different things.
Mm-hmm. And it's pleasurable. And so I sit and I'm very interested in what I'm reading, which means I read more. Now, ironically, because I do that, my kids have picked up on that. And so they read more, not understanding that I'm an informational reader. They just see daddy reading. So they read a lot. And I'm, you know, my son, my 8-year-old in particular, is excelling in reading beyond anything that his dad has ever done. He just got tested for gifted. We're praying and hoping that it comes back and that's the case. But his test scores every year around reading is through the roof.
I think it's important for children to see their parents with books. Mm-hmm. I really do. Now, Real Dads Read, what made you think literacy was the way to go? Mm-hmm. And what is the program and how can our listeners, our dads that are listening, mm-hmm. get involved?
So here's the problem statement. We know that third grade reading proficiency is one of the primary indicators to understand whether or not your child is going to have school success, graduate from high school, and have future economic success in their lives. And so we know that if our children are not reading by third grade, that they're going to have difficulty in life, and it's hard to kind of turn that boat around. We also know that about 80% of low-income children will never meet that indicator. And what that means for us as a society and for us as a community, that our kids are going to struggle if they can't simply read by third grade. And so because we know that, and because we know that in Atlanta, so many of our children, particularly African-American children, are low income, then we need to pay specific attention to their ability to be able to read by third grade. So what we know about young children is that most of the time, reading is not an issue of non-desire. Reading is an issue of non-access. And so when children don't have access to books, they can't read. And so Then the last piece of the problem statement is every research indicator says that when responsible and healthy men, fathers, are engaged in the academic lives of their children, their test scores soar, they bring more A's home, they're less apt to engage in deviant behaviors, they do well across the board. So if we know fathers are a resource to increasing children's proficiency, why aren't we using them?
So you put the two together.
Absolutely. 1 + 1 = 2.
It equals two.
Every time.
And you said it before, and I want to say it again. It is so important for parents to model that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was a reader.
Mm-hmm.
My mom was a reader. And it was in my house, when you saw them reading, it was a not disturb time because you knew they were doing something important. And that's the same way that, you know, I feel about reading. But it came from seeing that reader behavior being modeled by both of my parents.
Mm-hmm.
In that research, do you find that's important? When books are valued in a home, it makes a difference to the children growing up.
Absolutely. And reading should be normalized. You know, I always make the joke when we were growing up, and not to put you on the spot in terms of age, but I'm going to tell my age. And so before internet, right, when we actually had to have a encyclopedia in the house, there was a such thing called an encyclopedia salesman. And so my mother invested in our education by purchasing the Britannica encyclopedia set. My stepdad at the time brought me a dog. I had been begging for a dog. He purchased a dog. We went out one day and came back in, and our dog had chewed up N through O or something like that. About 4 or 5 letters in the alphabet he chewed up. And I always joke with people that don't question me on anything between those letters, because my dog ate that, literally. And so I didn't have that to play on. But even my mother understood that reading in our household was important for her kids to be able to be successful in school. And so for us now in society, when we're talking about men, and we're talking about 73% of our households where our African-American children are being brought up without the daily presence of their dad, how do we engage men in creating that normal atmosphere for our children? So we have to go to where they are.
And even better, reading, especially at a public library, there's no cost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no cost. Let's just take the library and move it aside for a moment. Social media and where we get our information today is so much more accessible to us through our phones. And even social media statistics will tell you that people get the vast majority of their information through their phones, right? And so we're talking about children. Okay, which children are we talking about? Because almost every high schooler I know has a cell phone. Basically, almost every middle schooler I know has a phone, and most elementary school kids have a phone. So who are we talking about that don't have access to information? And so because we know that, the question is, how do we get them to access and be responsible for the kind of information that they're actually receiving? Because they can receive all kinds of junk over the internet. But the question is, what are they receiving, and how are we as parents cultivating an atmosphere where we want to ensure that there's a measure of wisdom that comes along with the information that they're receiving? Because this is the first generation of children that is actually receiving more information than we did. The question is, do they have the wisdom to navigate that information?
It's called reading critically.
Absolutely.
So that the information that you're reading, you are critically consuming that content and not accepting it just blanket. And that's how we got into this fake news cycle where people are just reading things and thinking that they're reading the truth because it's on the internet and it's fake news.
Absolutely. And we have to change the way we speak and talk to our children. We're long gone are the days of do as I say, not as I do. We don't raise those kind of kids anymore. Today, we have to say and do the same thing. We must do it for our kids to understand that. And they have the ability now to process information much faster than we did. You know, I always tell people, stop talking to our MP3 kids with 8-track language. So they're processing 1,000 songs a minute while you got to wait to get to the whole track one and two before you get back to the song in track one. By the time you get back to track one, you've lost our kids.
I think that is amazing. Don't that MP3 child with the 8-track mindset is just not going to work. Mm-hmm. So this opportunity is for the dads in our community, all of our listeners, the dads in your lives, to really bond with their children on March 11th at the Metropolitan Parkway Library. What is actually going to happen for the men who participate in this activity?
So on March 11th, it's the launch, and we're really going to tell people about the program and what it's going to look like through the city of Atlanta. But up front, we have 45 barbershops now around Atlanta that are engaged in book drives, and they are bringing books into their libraries. In the next 2 weeks, we're going to be delivering literacy centers to these barbershops, literal libraries. We're going to be bringing books in libraries, and the barbershops are going to be encouraged to ensure that when children come into the barbershop, to don't just sit there and play on your PS4 or watch TV. Pick up a book or read. Encourage them to read in the shop. Encourage them to read in the chair, because we want to change the environment so that reading becomes normal, particularly in this case for little boys, right? And so when men show interest in something, boys show interest in something. So if you're going to be in a barbershop every 2 weeks, get them excited about reading. We'll take care of getting the kinds of books in there that they're going to be excited about reading. We just need you to take the extra step that when they come in, encourage them to read. And then at the end of the year, we're going to start to engage beauty salons, schools, and churches, because we want to get our girls. We don't want to forget our girls. We want to make sure that they also see responsible and sober men reading and seeing and having reading normalized for them as well. And so the event on the 11th is just a kickoff to celebrate, to tell everybody about the 45 barbershops that we have and new partners with the foundations and companies and publishers that are giving us books. And it just kind of encouraged dads to bring their kids. But here's another little small nuance, because I keep getting asked this question. What about single moms? So the core of the program is about exposing our children to seeing men reading. So if you are a single mom, bring them, because what's going to happen there is they're going to see men reading. They're going to engage with men reading to them, which means that for the day, you can go off into the corner and read a little urban fiction if that's what you want to do. But leave your kids to the guys that day, because we're going to put them in circles where they begin to hear a man's voice in telling a story. So the encouragement is to just begin to get men who are ready to come out and be mystery readers, to engage in readers, to donate books, to be involved, to really sit in circles around this city of Atlanta, because we know research says that if we get you engaged, the reading proficiency of our children raises.
Kenneth, this sounds almost like full circle. What you're reminding me of in the West African culture of the griot.
Absolutely.
The storyteller or the wisdom person who kept all of the stories and told all of the stories. So it feels like this is Sankofa almost. You're bringing our culture full circle here in Atlanta.
And you know, and I love that. I didn't think about that before. But so when we talk about literacy, we're not just talking about reading alone. We're talking about vocabulary, making sure that our kids hear more words. We're talking about being able to formulate sentences. We're talking about being able to put a subject and a verb together. We're talking about being able to tell a story, right? Not only reading is writing. So not only to read a story, but also have the desire to want to tell your own story through your own truth. You know, in this country, only 3% of the books that are written about children are written about children of color. Less than 2% of those are written by people who look like us. So we're not even telling our own story in the books that talk about us. So our children need to be encouraged to tell your story. You know, there's nothing wrong with your story. Yeah, old folks are going to say, don't tell it that way. Don't say it that way. Don't use those words. You know what? Tell your story anyway, because the people who need to hear your story will hear your story. That's what writing expression is about.
And sometimes we need that story in your voice to reach the people who would tell a story with those words and
Absolutely.
In that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, the sheep hear the voice of their shepherd. And so I, for not one minute, believe that everybody will resonate with my voice. But for those who will resonate with my voice, will hear my cry. And so if you have a voice, use it, because you never know who's going to connect with the story you're going to tell.
Now, one of the other things that you have mentioned on the promotion for Real Dads Reads is that they're going to be monthly book clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell our listeners how those book clubs are going to actually act mm-hmm. as part of this program.
You know, one of the things that we tried to do was to not be so stringent in the rules, that we try to put this cookie cutter approach to everything. Some barbershops are going to want to say, on the second weekend of the month, we're going to have a Real Dads Read moment, and we're going to have some men come in and read. Some barbershops may say, you know what, on that particular Friday night at 6 o'clock, we're going to close down, and then from 6 to 7, we're going to have a discussion on a particular book. The Real Dads Read program is not so much to tell you how to do it. It is just to tell you to do it. I don't care how you do it. Figure out a way to engage the people who are in your circle in reading. Now, if you want those cookie cutter approaches, we will give them to you. We will show you how to create a book club. We'll show you what it looks like. We'll even suggest to you books. But what I don't want people to do is to feel like they have to do it my way. I want you to do it the way that feels comfortable for you. But at the end of the day, I want you to do it.
Kenneth, for our listeners who want more information about Real Dads Read, how can they find out about it? Where can they go to get that information so that they are there and participating?
The biggest way now is to go to our website, realdadsread.org. You will find all of our information. You will see all of our wonderful 45 barbershops, including two African-American bookstores that are in this area. That is another level of this work, right? Supporting our businesses that support us telling our own story. We're now engaging a couple of Chick-fil-A's where we're beginning to have them actually get donations for books. And so anything and everything you need to know about Real Dads Read can happen on our website. But I will give you our telephone number just in case you want to talk to somebody specifically. Our telephone number is 770-804-9800.
And it is taking place, I want to say this again, Saturday, March 11th at 10 a.m., at the Metropolitan Branch Library, and that's the library at 1332 Metropolitan Parkway in Southwest Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. And we're looking for celebrity readers, too, because we know our folks are, you know, they're endeared by celebrity. And so we have a couple that have given me a soft yes. So I'm not trying to say who they are, but just know that there could be some very high-profile people that'll show up on that Saturday and read to your children. So I encourage you to be there.
So we've got celebrity readers. We've got 45 barbershops. All we need is the men in our community
to show up.
To show up and embrace this program. And before I let you go, I want to say one more time how reading is more than reading. It is vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
It is so much more than just a story.
Right. It's engagement. I mean, you know, one of the things that I do with my children is my 8-year-old son has encouraged me to write because of his love for reading. I've written since the last time we met, I've written 3 children's books. And I got 5 more in me ready to write because I've seen how encouraged he's been by me writing books. And for him to be able to go to his school and think about this, as a young child in a first grade or second grade class, being able to have your dad come to your class and read his book and to sit there next to him and read your book with your son. I mean, it just for me is something that is unmatched by being able to put value in next to it. And so I think that as parents, we have a responsibility to just expose our kids, right? To just give them a thirst for learning and a thirst for curiosity. One of the things that drives me crazy about parents, not all parents, but some parents who stifle their kids from wanting to know. Like, the why is a great question. You know what? If you want to know why, ask why. You know, and if I don't answer your question, keep asking me until I answer your question. But never shut a child down when he wants to know why. You know, there's always appropriate truth. And so you can give a child appropriate truth. No, you ain't got to tell them all your business. Everybody don't want to hear all your business. But give your child appropriate truth so that they have the ability to be able to disseminate and understand the information that they're getting to come up with their own conclusion about life.
Kenneth, I am so excited about this. And, you know, I'm a reader. I don't remember not being able to read. I've had friends fuss about, you know, they're putting too much pressure on my five-year-old to read. I don't remember not reading, mm-hmm. honestly. I have mm-hmm. been reading ever since I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it is invaluable
Absolutely.
What reading has provided for my life. And I hope that this program does that for our young boys and our young girls in the community.
Yeah, here's something for you to think about for those of you who are struggling with what you just said, that reading is too hard. And this has amazed me ever since I heard it. Every book, article, song that has ever been written in the English language from time beginning has been written by a different combination of the same 26 letters. It's not that difficult. Just do it.
Just do it. Mm. As they say, reading is fundamental.
Absolutely, right? Remember that?
I'm a reader, man. And I look, when I saw this, it shouted out at me. It's Real Dads Read, realdadsread.org, Saturday, March 11th, 10 a.m. at the Metropolitan Library. Kenneth,
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much for what you're doing and also for coming in to share with our listeners.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Can't wait to come back and tell you about his success.